Blog Talk Radio.
On board with us this morning. Jim, how are you?
I'm all right.
Jim, how does it feel to be retired?
You mean the forcibly retired?
Well, you know what, however,
you
escaped from the jaws of well, I'm not going to go into it, but you know what I'm talking about. So
yeah, it's, you know, the business, the newspaper business changed dramatically, certainly over the course of my career. So yeah, I have no, you know, I didn't have any regrets. It was a good time to get out, get the hell out of Dodge, and it's tough. You know, it's a tough racket right now, and no one needs to be reminded of that. So no,
right.
I'm glad I'm out.
You'll get used to it, and as Bobby pointed out earlier to Hondo and I on the phone, you could watch Little League Baseball this weekend.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. I mean, thank you for pointing that out, Bobby, because I, with everything else that's going on this weekend, I overlooked that. But, you know, I have to admit that in the past I have watched some of it, but I don't think I share, because I don't have any grandkids like Bobby does, so it's kind of hard for me to get excited about it. But I have to admit, I've watched some of it in the past.
I've watched some of it. Sure, it's fun
sort of way. Jim, I just have a problem. Unless there's a line on something, I just can't really get into it, and I hope to God that they don't come one of these days that I pick up the paper and I have a spread on, you know, a Little League game. That would just be really, that wouldn't be cool.
Oh, my.
Because like Hondo said, it's kind of, you know, these kids are under enough stress and pressure, you know, as it is with their parents. Living their lives through the eyes of the kid, and it's just, wow, yeah.
If they ever come up with lines for Little League games, we might have another Black Sox scandal, because those kids will be throwing games for Xboxes and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, and you know what? That might not be a bad idea. I could be, we're not going to talk about it. That's just not right.
I had a question for you guys that we're talking about betting NFL games. It occurred to me, well, two things. You know, before you always wanted to watch the injury list and, you know, keep up to date on that. Now you got to watch the suspension list. You know, who's
yeah,
there, who's not.
Well,
but,
I think it's easier, Jim, to follow the police blotter.
Well, that too.
Yeah,
I think the NFL police blotter is longer than the list of corrupt politicians in our country now.
Yeah, it could be.
Boy, I don't know about that.
All right, Bobby, who's hot and who's not in the sports world?
Well, the real news is actually who's not, because today's who's not list, I've actually got a guy that Bobby or Fast Eddie the Hat, that we actually could play Major League Baseball as well as this guy is, okay? So that's the real news is on who's not. But for who's hot, Andrew McCutchen is just on fire. There's two guys in the National League West, or Central. Andrew McCutchen with Pittsburgh and Kyle Schwarber with the Cubs. Both are hitting, you know, three homers, double-digit RBIs. With McCutchen, his batting average in the last week's over 400. He's hitting 300 on the year, 18 homers. He's just, you know, he's having, again, another all-star year for him. Schwarber is finally setting the world on fire. He's got 10 RBIs, a stolen base last week. I think he's hitting over 330 for the season. I think he's only been up for about half a year. So he's just having a great time. But like I said, the news is who's not hot. And here's a player. The first one is a player that you or I could replace right now, and his team would not be missing a thing on offense. Mike Zunino, he is 0-0-0 for the last week. No hits, no runs, no RBIs, no stolen bases. He is an empty box score. Nothing but zeros for Mike Zunino. And right behind him is that slugger for the Angels, Chris Iannetta, who's batting a robust 0.48, for the last week. So anyway, two catchers who deserve a place in the low life list.
Well, Bobby, you and I could be sitting at the end of the bench holding the bat because I got news for you. If Artie Moreno wanted to call me or Bill Stoneman, I'm available. You know what, guys? I might even be able to get a bunt down.
Zunino's not sitting at the end of the bench. Zunino's playing. He's their everyday catcher. I don't know whether his hands are hurt like Johnny Roseboro's used to get at the end of a season, but Zunino he almost never hits in August and September, and he's tanked early this year.
He never hits, period. I think his lifetime average is 190. So, through April and September, he's pretty damn consistent. He never hits.
Well, I may lack the cat-like quickness that I possessed as a kid, but I might be able to get a bunt down. So, yeah, I'm available if anybody wants to pick me up off the waiver wire.
Well, you're cheap, so maybe Bill Stoneman will pick you up.
Absolutely.
I have to give Donald some advice, though. Jim, now, with the thing about being retired, and this was what my father told me, is the thing is when you're retired, you never know when you're finished. So just be careful. Just be careful. Now, my father solved part of his problem with his free time by moving to Riverbank, California. And I asked him, I said, why are you living in Riverbank? And he said, Raj, he says, if I've only got 6 months to live, it'll make it seem like longer. So anyway, that's a bad move there.
Well, I think our friend longer. Jim has more than 6 months to live.
Yeah, I would hope so. Alive, it sounds like the suicide hotline here.
I got a special announcement for all the listeners and everything. We're going to have a special show on Monday, August 17th. That's this coming Monday. And we're going to have our annual 2015 BYU football preview. Now, for you non-BYU fans, okay, fine. You don't have to tune in if you don't want to. But for anybody who is looking, we're also going to have another preview coming up. But for you BYU football fans out there, Bobby is going to be on. He is our BYU expert. And helping him with the show is Curtis Taylor. And Curtis is a BYU alumnus. He was a former wide receiver, track star at BYU. He's also on the bestseller list with the New York Times. He's an author with a book called Embraced by the Light. He is a professional blogger, so there's going to be lots of information passed around, and we're going to be highlighting the 2015 BYU football preview. And that is going to be this coming Monday, the 17th, and the show will start at 3:30 and go from 3:30 to 4 Pacific time. Don't miss out, or you can look for it, of course, in our archive files, which you can find very easily by going to our radio station information, and that will be on there for you. All right.
So one of the guys that's going to be on with Bobby is actually a professional author?
Yes, he is. He's on the bestseller list on the New York Times.
So then we will have at least 50% of the people appearing there that are objective.
Oh. Yeah, Bobby has been told to take off his BYU-colored glasses during the show, but I doubt that we're going to actually be able to get him to do that. But anyway, if you are a BYU football fan or follow the football program, you're not going to want to miss out because there's going to be a lot of information given out for the show. All right.
Maybe Bobby can explain who their schedule maker is.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they'll be going over that.
Incredible first four games. It's like,
it's a tough schedule. All right, we're going to take our first and only timeout, and when we come back, we will have some free selections for you, and we're going to hustle along and keep things moving. This is your cue, folks. Go refresh your beverage of choice. Run an errand around the house. And when we come back, we'll have some more Keeping Score with Bobby.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! Less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking.
All right, fans, we're back. And we're going to have Bobby's Corner now. And, Jim, this is where Bobby gets to put on his cardigan sweater with his two elbow patches and take out his pipe, and it's Bobby's Pigskin Preview. So, Bobby, go ahead and tell us what you got for us this week.
Well, I think we're going to look a little bit at the Heisman Trophy race, and I'm going to preview three guys from the Atlantic Coast Conference that could be players in the Heisman conversation. The first guy is Deshaun Watson. He is the preseason ACC Player of the Year, and last year he completed better than 67% of his passes, had 14 touchdowns against two interceptions, and he rushed for 200 yards. Very, very, very quick feet. But anyway, he's only played 8 games as a true freshman, but he may be the guy that finally gets Clemson over the top, that gets Clemson into either, if not the New Year's Six, he might even get him into that playoff. Although I think this is a really tough year to make the Final Four. So remember that name, Deshaun Watson, quarterback, Clemson. And the other guy is the player of the year last year in the Atlantic Coast is James Conner. He's the Pitt running back. He had 1,765 yards, a grinder, 26 touchdown. He's a great piece. He's fun to watch. He's just a traditionally great, great running back. And then one dark horse, that would be the a guy who won't put up numbers but who'll just win, is the quarterback for Georgia Tech, because they're a running team and he runs the option. Justin Thomas will not put up the numbers that other people do, but he may be just as integral as the 5,000-yard passer. But Justin Thomas, Georgia Tech, keep your ears open for him. And a great, great quarterback, great option quarterback, and he should do really well this year. Those are the people I've got.
Okay. All right. Let's get some horse racing information out of the way here real quick, and I want to give a free play out here, courtesy of myself, the hat. And we're going down to Del Mar where the turf meets the surf. If you want to pick up the phone, call your neighborhood friend, or if you're heading out I'm suggesting a play here in the second race on number four, Queen of the Palace. This is a John Sadler-trained filly, 4 years old, and she just came in from New Zealand. She had a race over the course, and she is in Sadler's care now, and from what I have heard, she is tearing down the barn. She's ready to go. She's had her race, and improvement will be noted. Number four, second race, suggests a couple of bucks to win in place. And Josh Hanna, our NorCal correspondent, tweeted to me last night that he absolutely loves the horse today up north, going at Santa Rosa, the ninth race, Feisty's Cause. This is a horse that's 8-1 on the morning line, and he is suggesting a play across the board. Santa Rosa, Feisty Cause, ninth race, and this is from Josh Hanna, our NorCal correspondent. And Hondo, do you like anything at the track today?
I like a horse in the ninth race named Rule He Will with Gary Stevens and Mark Glatt is the trainer. The horse is going, he's not a turf horse, but he ran in a turf sprint last time at Del Mar, and he's going back to the main track, and Glatt is 20% win percentage when he puts a horse from the turf back to the dirt, and I think that horse is really live in the second race today.
Okay.
The ninth race.
And our baseball play, MLB play today comes in the form of 979-980 on the rotation numbers. Folks, the Cubs are red hot, and they're playing like a team that has got their mind seriously on going to the postseason. And Arrieta's on the bump for them this afternoon. They're on the road at Chicago. And I suggest the play here, 979 on the Cubbies, minus 117. And that is courtesy of sportswagers-selections.com. All right, gentlemen, 8 minutes on the docket before the judge comes back into the courtroom. Let's go ahead and open things up. And
I wanted to ask the King. Jim, you go back to what I consider the golden era of baseball, back to the 50s and 60s along with me. And one of our local pitchers did something the other night which has only been done twice previously in the history of the National League. I'm talking about Kershaw with his 6 consecutive 200 strikeout seasons, which had only been done by Koufax and Tom Seaver. And Seaver did it 9 years in a row, and it's quite an achievement, King.
Yeah, it was, and I didn't realize that it hadn't been done that frequently. But yeah, that was impressive, and Kershaw is pitching well right now after a bad start or a slow start. So it's a great 1-2 punch. Unfortunately, 3-4-5 is hasn't been very effective. So I don't know. I think the jury is still out on the Dodgers' postseason possibilities.
I didn't know we had a team in LA.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any games.
Well, 65% of LA hasn't either. So,
by the way, guys, since you're giving a bunch of plugs out, let's not forget my book is coming out October 31st, Halloween, Bobo Newsome, Baseball's Traveling Man. You can pre-order it on Amazon.com.
How did you get a connection with Bobo?
None. This sounded like somebody would be interesting to write about, and it turned out it was. And it's a fun book, a lot of funny stories, and unlike a lot of the guys through the years in the history of baseball, this was the real deal. He was a real screwball, a real flake, and it was not an act. with Bobo. So that
well,
was fun.
I mean,
fun to do.
With a name like Bobo, that's a good start, Jim.
Yeah, that's true. And that he picked the name. I mean, it wasn't given to him. He selected it, and in spite of the fact that in Spanish it means fool, and, he probably wasn't aware of that when he picked it. But it's catchy, that's for sure.
All right. Well, send us some information on it, and we'll get some stuff sent out and how to order it and all of that stuff for everybody. Bobby, do you have anything else, any surprises that you foresee in NFL, Jim, Art?
I gotta tell you,
one game I'm looking forward to today is I want to see how the King Jameis Winston kicks off his first game in Tampa Bay. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I think it's interesting that they've just turned the whole reins over to Jameis, who had trouble handling his own personal life down in Florida State, and now he's going to handle a whole team. So it should be interesting.
Yeah, I want to see those crab legs out there dancing is what I want to see. anybody that can do what he accomplished in Florida State and not be behind bars right now, my hat's off to him, literally.
That whole thing was a fiasco. Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see. I mean, you know, let's just let that go. Let his past be his past, and see what he can do on the football field. I love it how the Marcus Marietta haters were complaining about his two possessions and the two times he led the team down. I didn't hear anything about the third time he handled the ball and he led the team down for a touchdown, though. We didn't hear about that. So, you get all of these, and I'm going to say it, you get all of these idiots and these morons there's not a lack of it on social media. Let me just put it that way. But Jim, are you going to be watching Jameis? Jim?
Oh yeah, no, I'll watch. I had a question for you guys talking about the NFL and the upcoming season. It seems to me that more and more, it's evident the Rams are going to be kind of a lame duck in St. Louis, so I would, I'd approach their games a lot differently as a bettor. What kind of effort are they going to put out, and especially the home games in front of what probably is going to be 5,000 people.
I haven't seen them play yet, but I'm going to definitely.
They
looked
lackluster against the Raiders. They looked really spotty against the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders moved the ball at will. The Raiders moved the ball at will against St. Louis.
But let's remember, though, Bobby. I mean, how many series did the starters play? One. I mean, that
they played one, but we're talking the third string quarterback on the on Oakland looked like the first string quarterback for the Patriots. He was way too good for what was going on.
I would be willing to bet that the Rams will win more games this year than the Raiders.
Well, I think that's a pretty safe bet. The only question that I have was the Pope able to bless Sam Bradford's knees? I need to know that.
We need to ask Steve Ramirez that.
Does anybody know for sure whether the Pope blessed Sam Bradford's knees? Is that confirmed or unconfirmed at this point? All right.
I don't know. That would be a little, if he did, would scare me.
You need to get a call into the Vatican and find out.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that. And I need to call and make sure they have my reservation for the bingo game Tuesday night. So I'll be giving them a jingle. All right, Jim, thank you for calling in this morning.
Thank you.
Good
Always
luck
fun.
With your book, and
thank
we'll
you.
Get some information out on that. Congratulations on your retirement. And Hondo, thank you for calling in.
All right, don't stay a stranger, Jim.
No, I won't.
And Boppy, go ahead and say it.
Best wishes to our friend Jim on his retirement. Enjoy every minute. And to all be safe, be careful, and God bless. We'll see you next week, Lord willing. Have a great
All right,
week.
Folks, until then, good luck with all your wagers, and we hope to see you in the cashier's line. Don't forget, Monday, 3:30, BYU 2015 football preview. Don't miss it. We'll talk to you then, and then we'll see most of you back next week. Good luck, everybody.